There are some children that make lots of noise while they're moving their bodies, right? There are some that drum their hands on tables or on the floor when they have to sit still. They may tap their fingers and or hands. When they're sitting in a chair, they may swing their legs back and forth and make tapping noises with their feet. They're telling you, I need to move. Well, you can use some of the things I already gave you, but here is something else. Teach them another way to move the body part that they want to move. So for the child that taps or drums their fingers or hands, show them how to gently and quietly tap two fingers on top of their hip. That way they're still moving, but it's not distracting for the class. If they swing their legs back and forth or make noises with their feet when sitting, have them tap the top of their legs gently and softly, alternating two fingers on each leg. Try it. It's moving. It's constant motion, but it's quiet. The other thing you can do is teach them to gently squeeze the top of one leg and then gently squeeze the top of the other leg. It's proprioceptive input on their bodies and it's calming. If they're old enough, have them try each of these leg motions and tell you which one will work best for them. Have a great day, and remember, you are a difference maker. And P.S., these strategies come from my book, How to Handle Hard-to-Handle Preschoolers.